Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah, Robert DeChico in Dallas, Texas.
Robert from Dallas, Texas. How are things down in Dallas?
They're about three times warmer than Chicago.
That is probably and almost always correct. Well, it's nice to have you with us, Robert. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is the topic today?
Sorry, Peter. NPR has cut our bluff topic budget for 2011.
Robert, one of the keys to running a successful business, of course, is reducing expenses. Why spend thousands on health care for employees when you can just hand out vitamins and shake weights for less than $30? Well, this week, we read about an employer who perfected this concept. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about managers cutting costs. You choose the true story, and you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good. First up, Tom Baudet.
If you're British cobbler Martin Connellan and the temperatures in your workshop fall to 10 degrees Fahrenheit because the doors are left open to vent toxic fumes, you do the right thing. You buy your workers coats. If they're still cold and complaining, you do the other thing. You hire a hypnotist to make them think they're warm. After a five-minute session with hypnotist James Kerwin, they've been stripping down to their shorts and T-shirts. Worker Adam Hood said, "I definitely feel better. All my life I've had cold hands, and that's even gone." "I bought them all jackets, but they were still moaning," said a delighted Mr. Connellan. "I didn't think it would work, but soon they were complaining about how hot they were." Hypnotist Kerwin explained, "It's all about mind over matter, programming people like you would a computer. Perhaps next on the employee reboot, that's not frostbite, it's a heat rash. Go back to work."
From Tom Baudet, a story about a boss hypnotizing his employees. Your next story of pennies saved and pennies earned comes from Charlie Pierce.
The law firm of Ward, Oxendale, Fowler, and Wilkinson in Atlanta has perfected a system by which it has been able to lay off 50% of its junior associates, the drive-through affidavit. Clients drive up to the firm's offices, which are located in an abandoned Jack-in-the-Box franchise. Using the old drive-through system and speaking into the clown's mouth, clients are sworn in on a virtual Bible. They give testimony into a video camera and a microphone, and then having it run through voice recognition software and notarize the client having long since driven away. "It's quick, it's clean, and as far as we can tell, it's even constitutional," said Lynn Oxendale. "We're hoping to save enough money here to improve the physical plant and perhaps get rid of the clown."
From Charlie Pierce, a new definition of the phrase legal zoom. Your last story of creative cost-cutting comes from Paul Poundstone.
Staying alive during these difficult economic times has required some companies to cut employee comforts. T&J Auto Parts Supply Company owner Stan Tychinski in Somerville, Mass., found $50,000 a year savings cutting employee coffee. But to assuage rankled worker attitudes, he installed coffee bean plants. "We were quite happy," said employee Michael Bonner, "until we realized it takes 4 to 6 years to grow any beans. My break is only 15 minutes. We were up there with cups the first day. I stole a bunch of sugars from the IHOP. The employees have largely detoxed from caffeine as a result." "That wasn't really my plan," says Tychinski, "but they say they feel better. I'll take credit for that. We take turns taking care of the plants, and in a couple of years, we'll have the T&J Auto Parts Supply House Blend. I can't wait to see what unexpected perks come from using our parking lot snow for drinking water."
All right, Robert, you have got a story from Paula Poundstone about making do without coffee, and from Charlie, fast food-style law, and then finally, from Tom Baudet, a story about a boss brainwashing his employees. Which one of these is the real story?
I am going to say the hypnotized employees.
The hypnotized employee story from Tom Baudet. Okay. Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to a person who's responsible for this cost-cutting measure who advises that you try the same thing.
Turn off your heaters and go and see your hypnotist. You don't need to spend money on heating bills.
That was Martin Connellan, the Baumgrove cobbler, who had his employees hypnotized. Robert, you are right. Congratulations. You earned a point for Tom Baudet, and you won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine. Robert, congratulations. Good job. Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you all.
All right, goodbye.
Mr. Boss, Mr. It's that boss music. You gotta live like a boss. Be like a sleep, like a breathe, like a boss. I'm a boss. You don't wanna interrupt the plan. That'll make me force my hand. Trying to make you understand. I'm the boss. You don't